Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. You're listening to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women leaders, founders, and CEOs come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and make a bigger impact while enjoying the foods they love. You're smart, accomplished, have the certifications, degrees, and awards to prove it. So why is it so hard to get a handle on your weight? If you're like many smart, driven, accomplished women, you might feel out of control when it comes to your eating. You might even feel like, you know, it looks like I have my life together on the outside, but yet I can't fix this issue with my weight. You probably want to feel healthy, feel good about your body, feel happy looking in the mirror, be able to go out for dinner with friends and enjoy your meal without worrying about your weight, travel and enjoy, you know, the different foods of the different cultures without worrying about gaining weight, have food be pleasurable, but still reach your weight loss goals. But if you're afraid that you're not reaching your full potential, like maybe you're wasting your life and worried that you'll get to the end of your life and have regrets because you've lived your life limited because of your weight and eating struggles. Well, we're going to talk about in this episode how to really have both your weight loss success and enjoy your food. And by extension, really enjoy your life, because when you're able to enjoy experiences and pleasure and have that be in balance with the goals that you want to achieve, whether that be weight loss or anything in life, really, that's when you're really living to life to the fullest. So we're going to talk about how you can really start to achieve and strike that balance. And I want to tell you that you're not alone. And the fact is, there's this one hidden obstacle that many smart, high-achieving women face that keeps them from being able to fully enjoy their food without going overboard. But before I tell you what that is, let me ask you a question. How many of these common struggles can you relate to? Overeating at the end of the day to deal with the pressures of the world? Wanting to feel some pleasure and comfort at the end of the day, but feeling like you lose control and going overboard, especially in the evenings? Feeling guilty after indulging in chocolate or pizza? Feeling like you're trapped in a cycle and you're tired of it? Well, if you can relate to any of these, you're not alone. And the hidden obstacle that you and myself and my students have faced is not being able to allow yourself to enjoy the pleasure of eating. Now, this might seem backwards. You might think, oh, well, you know, I need to stop enjoying myself so much. So this is a little bit nuanced and we're going to get into this. But, you know, when you are eating a food that you love, but you don't trust yourself to stop when you've had enough, it's really not about, you know, the enjoyment of the food. It's really about your level of trust in yourself to be able to stop when enough is enough. And so then you start to develop this judgment towards yourself. You start to develop this mechanism, which is really habitual. And it's a habit loop in and of itself, where you eat something, you feel guilty, and then that guilt causes you to eat more, and then you feel guilty, and then that is a cycle that is, you know, self-perpetuating in itself. It's all habit, but what's under all of this? The reason why you struggle to be able to eat for pleasure without going overboard is because you haven't yet developed your uniquely aligned eating choices. In the second pillar of the embodiment method, my students learn to become satisfied with the food that's on their plate so that they can make choices from a place of empowerment. So what I want to offer for you is a question that can start to get you to your personal aligned eating choices, which are simply eating choices that are a natural extension of who you are, that come from a place of really valuing yourself and having values that align with that, or having that align with your values. And the question is this: what causes you to not enjoy an indulgence when it's in front of you? Have you ever been in a situation where you are in this beautiful moment? You know, you feel present, you feel content, you feel gratitude swelling in your heart. And just as beautiful as that moment was, suddenly a thought pops in your head, worry, anxiety, and it brings you back to quote unquote reality. Well, often this is the same thing that happens when we can't allow ourselves to take pleasure in our food. Because of our past relationship with food, we've developed a habit of being guilty for enjoying it. And it's also part of our conditioning in society as well, that enjoyment isn't something that it has value in and of itself. You know, we've taken play away. We think that, okay, now I'm an adult and now I have to be serious, and, you know, I can't play and have fun and just do things just because they're enjoyable. We think that everything has to have some type of inherent outcome or measurable value, but we don't see the value in just feeling good. And so a lot of times, we don't allow ourselves to really enjoy the experience of eating. And enjoyment is a basic human need. So eating for enjoyment is valid. And yet so many of us don't think that we should be able to eat for enjoyment. We think, oh, I should just be eating for fuel. And I'm not saying that anything's wrong with that. Some people thrive on just like using food as fuel. You know, I use my husband sometimes as an example that he really, for the most part, doesn't care that much about enjoying his food. He can just shovel it in and not even notice it. Like, it could be this amazing meal. And apart from lobster, he loves lobster. Apart from that, you know, for the most part, it doesn't even have to taste that good to him. So there are, you know, some people have that experience with eating, but then they don't tend to struggle with eating either. But, you know, for those of us who, you know, you might identify as a foodie, you probably love variety. You probably are a person who is curious about the food of different cultures. And eating is a sensory experience for you. It's something that you like to enjoy with other people, and you like to express your enjoyment, and you like to, you know, say, you know, look at your friend and say, oh my gosh, isn't this chocolate amazing? Or just to close your eyes and just, you know, really taste those flavors. Like, for me, that is a sensual experience. And it's a part of me. It's, you know, it's an aspect of my personality. And it's something that I don't feel the need to cut off from. And the thing is, you don't have to. You don't have to lose enjoyment. Like, this is one of the big lies that was perpetuated by the weight loss and diet industry that now our culture has really been conditioned into, that programmed us into this really negative relationship with our health and our weight loss. And by the way, I mean, I won't get into the full history of it, but this is really what caused a big part of our weight struggles to begin with, but I digress, you know. But taking the flavor out of food, making it less enjoyable, and then preaching this idea that in order to lose weight, you need to eat things that taste like cardboard. Like, don't even get me started on Weight Watchers meals. Like, okay, I said I wasn't going to go down this road, but this is the result of faulty programming and conditioning around what it means to be at a healthy weight, to eat healthy. I was talking to my brothers this weekend. Once a month, we have what we call a sibling Sunday. And we get together for coffee and we just chat and catch up and everything. And I was telling my brothers how I had really hit this trifecta for myself of, you know, eating healthy, eating in a way, like being able to prepare foods for myself in the laziest possible way, but doing it in a way that also was pleasurable and enjoyable. And one of my brothers, he was missing kind of like the point that I was making. And he was like, so would you rather eat healthy or eat a chocolate bar? And I was like, it's not either or. That's the whole point that I'm saying. I'm suggesting to you that, you know, you can totally eat healthy and in a way that's nourishing, that's also very enjoyable. And in fact, I would say that for the majority of people, if you leverage the flavors of real food for your health, that is the most sustainable way to really lose weight. So, you know, when we unlearn the way that society tells us to lose weight and we program ourselves to be healthy eaters from the inside out, align our eating choices with our own values. What are those values? For many of us, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably value pleasure. You probably value fun. You probably value variety, colorful foods, being able to enjoy travel and the foods, the different foods of other cultures. You're probably curious about different cultures' foods. Like, I haven't tried, you know, escargot, for example, yet, but I know that that's something I'm curious about and I will eventually try. And I don't want to, you know, be fearful about, oh, what are the calories in it, you know? So, and you don't need to go through your life like that. You know, it's just about really taking back your power by way of your own programming, your own self-image, having your skills and values all be in alignment in such a way that eating healthy and eating in a way that supports your weight loss goals or, you know, the healthy ideal weight that you want to be is a natural extension of just who you are. And that just flows effortlessly from you, the behaviors that you do with your eating, you know, being satisfied with a few bites of chocolate instead of feeling like you have to gorge on it. That is the power of having it stem from who you are versus trying to control it with brute force. So this is something, you know, this message is something that I will, what is the expression? Die on a sword for? I think, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but yeah, this is the message that I'm willing to go to the grave for, because when you are aligned in your eating choices, that means that you are really living your life to the fullest. That means you are experiencing the fullness of what life can be. And that, I know at the end of the day, if you're a person who's listening to this podcast, that's what you really want. Because if that wasn't what you want, you probably wouldn't be around here very long. If you're just in it for, you know, quick weight loss, then you probably wouldn't still be here. You know, you're probably not here because you just want to be skinny so that you can, you know, get validation from other people and to have certain like the status indications of that. You probably have a lot more that you want for yourself in life. You probably want the health, the wellness, the internal well-being. And the way that you get to that internal well-being is by working from the inside first. So that's my, you know, that's the message that I'm willing to die on a sword for, if that's even the right expression. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you got any value from it, please share it with your friends and please leave a review on Apple so that we can really get this message out to more people. Because the more people who are truly, you know, living life to the fullest, the better world that we will live in, the more good that people do, the more that people are willing to contribute and to really be the change that they want to see in the world. So if you're the kind of person who really wants to make an impact in the world, please share this with someone who it might help. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on another episode of the Ending Your Binge Eating Podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.